special hour of the Inside Outside Guys is sponsored by Window World, Detroit's exterior remodeler. For a free estimate, visit windowworlddetroit.com. Now, here are the Inside Outside Guys, Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
You know, the irony of windows is that all you see is the glass for the most part. And what we're going to try to talk about during the next hour is the things you don't see that this company does differently.
You know what? So many people don't know what to look for and what to buy when they're shopping for windows and the right questions to ask when they're shopping for windows. Because historically, I mean, windows go back 20, 25 years ago. They were not anywhere near the technology and the quality that
we have. Go back farther
today.
Than that. Yeah, you got an old guy sitting at the table here. We were using plastic. No, I'm kidding about that. But not far from it.
No, you're right. You're right. So if you're thinking about new replacement windows, if you're building and you're thinking about new windows, you want to stick around for the next hour as we feature Window World with a fantastic new product they're going to be bringing to the market here in Southeast Michigan. So stick around for the next hour as we feature our good friends at Window World.
Welcome back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys show, sponsored by Window World, your choice for replacement windows, even new windows. We've got the owners sitting with us that you've met before. We've got Niall and Halim Sheena. Guys, welcome. Appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You know, I first met you, Halim, I think it was probably 2017, 2018 at a Novi Home Show.
Yes.
And you walked up and said, "Hi, my name's Halim, and I'm going to be on your show." And you've been on our show ever since. And you've been taking great care of our listeners ever since. We get nothing, and I mean nothing, but positive feedback when it comes to our listeners who choose to install the Window World products in their homes.
How about a little background on what brought you to this point, how you were in the industry prior to your involvement with Window World, and then why Window World?
So I started in the glass business. So I was doing shower doors, mirrors in the late 80s. Around 1995, I added windows, not replacement windows. I added new construction windows, wood windows, actually. I had some lines, I'm not going to mention them, good wood lines, high-end lines, and doors. So that's how I started in the window business.
If you'll excuse the reference, all the old builders liked the wood windows, right?
Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
At that one time, it was either a piece of junk or a wood window.
Well, in those days, vinyl windows was not really anywhere near as good as it is today.
Sure. Right.
Not even close. So, I started in the wood window business in 1995. Did real well with new construction. And then probably around 2001 or so, I started doing vinyl replacement on top of my wood windows, and that went real good. And in 2016 or 17, I found out about Window World. I had no clue who Window World was. I was looking at JD Power, and they were number one with JD Power, and they were number one with JD Power for like 3 or 4 years prior to that.
Now we actually still are year after year.
That there's a reason for that.
This year we're number one. Actually, in the last 9 years. Six out of the last 9 years, we've been number one with J.D. Power. And the other 3 years, we were number two in customer satisfaction and price and quality and all that. So that's how I found out about Window World. So in 2019, April, we opened the franchise. So, and it's been a great thing.
So you're a glass guy. You've seen the evolution of windows. What's your impression, obviously, of Window World's product being a better vinyl product than was first introduced to the market 30 years ago?
Well, the windows are made a lot different today. They're made a lot better. I mean, the technology and everything has gotten a lot better than it was before. I mean, everything. The glass, the energy-efficient glass, everything is better today. So vinyl windows are, I think, 60% of the market or 70% of the market is vinyl windows right now. So I mean,
if you have a happy customer, that says it all, right?
That's it, yeah.
And that's what that J.D. Power Award does focus on, is highest in customer satisfaction. I mean, that encompasses, just to touch on what Chuck was saying just now, a whole myriad of things. I mean, that could be everywhere from our no-pressure sales system down to the pricing of it, and then all the way through to the install, and then and the quality of the product. I mean, you know, we have surveys and reviews and things like that we send out after the fact. And my favorite one, our top rated category, is quality of the product, quality of material. And to me, that's the most important, because, you know, they'll forget me in 10 years. I mean, they might not forget my father, but they'll forget all,
does,
you know,
the
they'll forget the whole experience.
10 years?
No. The warranty's a lifetime warranty. That's a very good point. You know, you're going to live with that warranty. You're going to live
that's
with that window.
Yeah,
you're going to live with that warranty. You're going to sell
windows
your home
and
with
doors,
that warranty.
Both.
Absolutely. Yep, windows, doors, and siding. Everything we do has a lifetime transferable warranty. And that, you know, that's the first thing you're going to think of when you list that house. You're going to live with these windows. You're going to sell the home with these windows and doors.
Halim said something to us a couple of years ago. He said, as long as I'm running this company, if you buy from me and have a problem, I'm going to fix it. We'd love that.
That's exactly right. Even if it's not my fault and we come out there, we're going to take care of it. A lot of times we've been to a customer's house and it's nothing to do with us. We still take care of it.
One of the things I remember you saying that attracted you so much to Window World, besides their charity and all they do, their heart, was the family atmosphere, because you're all about family. Chuck, last time you and I were here was back in November when your bride Mary and your wife as well were putting together a charity event, yes, for local people here, a food drive for local people here.
She does that all the time.
I know. It's the heart that Window World has. It's the heart that you guys have.
We were hoping to see her today.
Most people prefer to deal with
her
over us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a lot prettier than I am. So.
We all married up, but let's admit it. Your son definitely did.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But how is family part of what you do here at Window World?
I mean, for me personally, I have my kids working with me. My son,
amen,
is my right-hand guy here. He's working with me. My daughter runs the office. She probably does the job of three people.
She's amazing.
That's how hard of a worker she
is.
So, I mean, for me, that's more rewarding than anything else, having my kids with me, working with me. Window World as a family, pretty much every Window World is owned by a family. You know,
the same thing attracted you to Window World attracted Window World to you, right?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in North Carolina in the process of getting the franchise, Tammy Whitworth, or CEO, she came in and met with me, and she's talking about my family, you know. Tell me about your family, you know, wife, kids, all that. I mean, they care about that. It's a family atmosphere.
That was a concern for her.
And that's what they look for, you know, with a Window World. You're not getting some owner who's just an absentee, right? They're looking specifically for family units to run each location, and that's what helps to drive that atmosphere and that culture of just quality. I mean, you know, you get these small family benefits. You know, you call in the office, you're going to talk to the same couple people. We're going to know your job. We're going to know what's going on.
Right.
We're going to ask about the family, whatever, you know, what have you. And, you know, but you get the benefits of a large company. I mean, warranty, guarantees, the reputation that Window World has been upholding for I mean, almost 30 years.
Part of the reputation and part of the family prospect or issue is you don't pressure family. And you said it a minute ago, you have a no-pressure sales system, which I'm sure is from the top down.
Oh, absolutely.
From the top of Window World down, which is something people who are buying windows love to hear that, okay? So let's go to break. When we get back, you have something really exciting that you haven't had since you've been a team partner of the Inside Outside Guys, a new product line that you guys want to introduce, correct?
Oh, yeah. You should see my dad's smile right now.
We're looking forward to that because, like I said, you guys have taken great care of our listeners over years, and you have even more you can offer the Inside Outside Guys listeners, and our listeners will hear about that when we get back from break with Window World.
Welcome back to more Inside Outside Guys on WJR. Sponsored by Window World, Detroit's exterior remodeler. For a free estimate, visit windowworlddetroit.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
Now I'm going to turn it over to you to introduce this gentleman and the new product that you guys have chosen to kind of step into.
Yeah, yeah. So the big announcement, we have a national partnership now with Windsor Windows and Doors. They are one of the nicest wood windows I've ever seen. My dad as well, you already know his
American
history
made.
With that. Absolutely, yes. Yeah. The name is a little deceiving, but it's Windsor Heights, Iowa.
Okay.
American made. It's actually, you guys are over in Des Moines now. Mm-hmm. We got to see the facility. It was gorgeous. And this, we are one of 12 stores nationally that they are launching this with. And most of it has to do with my dad's expertise and history with wood windows. And a lot of our installers are guys who worked with him, you know, years and years, over a decade doing that same thing. And so we're able to kind of transition them over to this new line. And it's a beautiful thing. This is Mike Rowley. He's the regional sales manager here with Windsor.
So, Mike, tell people about your product, wood windows. We're talking interior wood, correct?
Interior wood.
Okay.
Extruded aluminum exterior product. The Pinnacle Series is what our line is that we've launched with Window World. Instead of having multiple different lines that customers are familiar with on other manufacturers, they're key on the Pinnacle Series. That is our premium line that we offer.
It's a beautiful unit. How is it different from what a customer might see as a typical wood window?
So one of the key features that we consider as a big feature and benefit to our product is our extruded aluminum exterior finish that we have there. So we start with any given product, what are the ingredients that go in? We're looking at an 050 thickness extruded aluminum exterior sash and frame. That's really important to keep the integrity of that larger windows and openings intact. We also powder coat those exterior finishes with a number of over 50 colors to choose from. So
wow.
We have lots of different options that are going to open up for Window World and their customers and their clientele.
So your sash is not just all aluminum, though, because to be honest with you, a guy my age hears that and he goes, oh, no. Mm-hmm. It's integrated with wood. It's a really unique cross-section.
It is. So having a product that has that extruded aluminum on the exterior, what we want to do is protect it. Protect it from the wind and the elements from the outside, but we want to bring the warmth of the wood onto the interior. A lot of staining options now are coming back into style into custom homes these days. White and other painted finishes are available as well too, but to have that warmth of the wood and not have that cold feel of all aluminum is what is key to our product.
And if you're looking at this compared to a competitor, I mean, like he was saying, there's different lines. The competitors will usually have like a rolled form aluminum. You know, it'll be a wood window just with rolled aluminum on top that's prone to denting.
Laminated, yeah, a piece of aluminum laminated.
This looks like, I mean, you've heard of dual pane windows. This looks like a dual window. It looks like we sandwiched two windows together. I mean, there's air pockets on the aluminum that are just completely separate from the actual wood window itself. It is a beautiful unit. It's gorgeous.
And you keep mentioning extruded aluminum. Tell
Correct.
People what that was, and when it comes to the thickness, you compared it basically to a quarter, right?
That's
the
right.
thickness of a quarter?
Yeah. So when you have something on the outside, recently we've all heard about the Davison hailstorm that kind of happened.
Really? When was that?
I have the hood of my car to represent all the dents and dimples that are on the outside there. Obviously, the hood is made out of a thinner piece of aluminum or steel that's wrapped around a shape. With extruded aluminum, it's going through a much thicker gauged metal there. And so that's important for durability during the installation process, the handling process, and also for the weather and the elements right there. So hailstorms, like if you had Windsor windows and doors on your house right now, you probably wouldn't be having all these dent issues that you're going to experience, because it's much more stronger than a thin piece of aluminum wrapped over top of a sash that can create, you know, opportunities for mishaps during installation or from the weather.
Now, you mentioned the glass that you guys use on your windows. It's probably the most popular glass out there. Can you talk about that for a minute, please, as well?
Yes, because we use Cardinal Glass. Cardinal Glass is our supplier for our manufacturer. When we are installed, the glass that we actually use is Cardinal Lowy 366, And 366 is our standard offering for our glass option. And what those numbers mean for a lot of customers and homeowners that are not familiar with the nomenclature right there, 3 represents the number of low E coatings that are on the glass. And the second number, 66, represents the amount of visible transmitting light that's coming through the glass.
What does that mean to a buyer?
So buyers, what are they looking for with glass these days? So having multiple different layers of coatings of low E on there helps with the performance of the glass. But most common in the industry right now is Cardinal 270. That's 2 coats of low E with 70% of light that's transmitting through. The added 3, which is the third coat right there, does one key factor, especially if you're having a new home being built this time or have new carpet in there, it blocks out UV rays. UV rays up to 98%. So it's an enhancement that other manufacturers might have, but it is standard on our product.
So in this hot summer, we're not going to get as much solar heat gain inside the house?
That's correct.
We're not going to get as much fading on our carpeting and furniture and draperies?
Correct.
I love that. How about warranty? Because one of the things we've always loved about warranty and the Sheena family was that it went forever. Does this window have a good warranty on it?
It's an excellent warranty. It does. As on the exterior, on our finishes, we're up to a 30-year warranty on our powder coat finishes on the exterior. On our feature glass, we have a 20-year warranty for seal failure. And then everything else on the inside, we have warranties that abide through our wood components, which is a no-rot, wind-shared limited lifetime warranty for wood rot that we offer as well, too.
What does everything you just explained to us mean to efficiency for the homeowner?
Well, efficiency is what everybody's looking for these days. They're looking for a beautiful aesthetic window on the exterior. They're looking for the warmth of the wood on the interior. And they're also looking at, when you think of a window, a lot of us, we think of the frame and the wood and all these things, but we forget about the glass. You want to make sure you have efficient glass as well, too. It's the big part of the canvas of a window itself. So we've tried to put all of those different components in place to build a window that is going to perform a lifetime of satisfaction for customers these days.
Gotcha.
Is this a premium product? I'm sorry, Ken. No,
it is a premium product.
Yeah, this is top of the line. I mean, this is directly comparable with your top competitors in the area. When they're selling their top of the line, top of the line, it's going to have specs that directly would compete with this. I personally think that there's features on this that are even better than that. But we're looking at selling this at a lower price than what they would sell that at. We're going to compete price-wise with their mid to upper mid lines. And it's funny because these companies with their names, right? Their big names come on out, and they have what, 8-7 different lines of window, and they're not going to tell you which one they're quoting you. They're just, hey, this is our name,
right?
Name, yeah. Right. Well, you spec for spec, tit for tat, this window will bat with the best of them. And it's personally, I mean, when you're looking at a wood window anyway, it's aesthetics are a big part of it as well. So don't get me wrong, the Energy Star rating, all of that is very important, but just, it's a gorgeous unit. I mean, this is what I would put in any home.
I was thinking, Halim might remember this, back in the 80s during the oil embargo, when car companies, top line car companies, rebranded themselves and produced what arguably was some junk, put their badge on it. And you paid that higher price and premium for that car, even though it wasn't the one
exactly
you expected to buy. So you're seeing the same thing in the window products, some of them throughout the country?
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure you guys have seen that, too. I mean, you'll see.
We're going to blame you.
Yeah.
So, Halim, I'm a customer. You come over to my house. Explain this to me. What windows are you going to show me?
So, I mean, we're going to give you the different options now. Okay. Before, we only had the vinyl windows. Now, we give you a different option. If you want wood on the inside, we've got the wood window. And we got a great wood window.
It's a beautiful.
And you've
look.
Got Window World backing it up. Window World, we have 230 locations nationally. We're the largest replacement window company in the country. And lifetime warranties. And we're going to give you the option of either a nice, great wood window with extruded aluminum or a great vinyl window at a good price.
Are these available in various shapes of bay?
too, ankle bays.
Bows. Oh, yeah, we can do bays, bows. I mean, we can do some really interesting stuff we haven't even touched on before. We can do corner windows. We can do different types of shapes, ellipses, different radii. I mean, it's you can when we're talking custom, we mean if you can dream it up, we can probably put it together.
We need to touch on some of that. You've got an ankle bay sitting in the warehouse back there that's got rabbited oak plywood, and you've got bolts running through it that are concealed that people won't see that add to the strength of the unit over time. It's screwed together versus nailed. I mean, there's just all these hidden little things that a buyer might not know to look for. That
correct.
Is on one of your units sitting out there waiting to be installed.
Yeah, and you know those steel rods that run through the post there, they're basically holding it up from the front corner.
Yep.
Each of those steel coils that we attach to the top of those rods and run into the header, each of those can hold up to 1,500 pounds. Think about that for a second. It's not your typical bay just sitting out, screwed into the wall, and letting just the, you know,
start
God decide on when it's going
to.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's do this, guys. Let's go to break. When we get back from break, let's talk about how Window World has installed over 21 million windows nationwide. And to continue the discussion, because when you're rated the best out there, you really, it takes a lot for you guys to bring on a new line. I mean, you really got to do a lot of research. You obviously are so confident with this new line. Let's continue this discussion when we get back and break. Stay tuned for more with the Inside Outside Guys. Today, sponsored by Window World, only on 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Window World. Hey, I want to read a review here, Ken. We have Nick from Waterford who wrote, I had three huge home projects over the summer. Getting the house sealed up was number one. Halim and his family took great care of my home and are very responsive, never making me feel like they didn't have time. Love the warranty and the final product. 17 windows, 3 door walls.
I can beat that, and this is one that people like. I had a window replaced through Window World. The price was very competitive. The process was very easy, and the finished product has been amazing. I would definitely refer Window World to my friends and family because we get those questions. Yeah. I need one window replaced.
Well, they do one window.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I was in a house yesterday where the first thing the guy said to me was, you know, I've had a really hard time just getting somebody out for this one window. And I mean, I just wasn't surprised. It's something that, you know, if you just have one or two windows that need to be replaced, we're not going to force the whole house on you. And that's what happens at the table.
We get emails like that all the time.
Oh, gosh. Goodness. And, you know, it's honestly sad sometimes because I've been in homes where, you know, someone is... You can tell they're anxious, like they're afraid. I'm just going to say,
goodness,
well,
yes.
I'm not leaving. Let's get this going.
Yes. Yeah.
And I've quite literally heard those things. I'm sure you have too, Mike. Just especially actually in the lines that are directly competitive with you, it gets really aggressive. Because
we had a sheriff's officer one time talk to us about how he almost had to threaten bodily harm to get a window salesman out of his house. He had said no several times, and this guy didn't hear him.
I remember years ago we spoke to a window salesman. He said he was trained that you either make the sale or they threaten to call the police.
Yeah. Well, that's crazy. We have gentlemen here who used to work for other companies, and they say two things to me. One, you know, they say, I can sleep better at night just knowing that I'm not doing that day to day. I don't feel anxious going into the home. I don't feel like I have to be aggressive with the customer. You know, I can just be nice. Because all we want them to do is teach the people about the product. And the other thing they say is, you know, basically this, a lot of these old companies, if you don't call the manager at least three times for a discount and you didn't get the sale,
yeah,
you're fired.
See, these are policies, these are decisions, systems company put in place, but Window World would not hire someone who had that reputation. They would not bring some. That's why you guys and your family you have were such a great fit for Window World, because right up front, we're going to tell people, you're going to come in, you're going to give them a quote, and they can call you when they decide or if they decide to do the job.
We have two rules. Show them the product and don't lie.
I love that. Yes. Now, Window World, you're more than windows. You also offer other product.
Correct. Yeah. Besides our vinyl and wood windows now, we also have siding. We have tons of siding lines. You know, your board and bedding. I know you guys have seen our shake. Chuck loves that shake, shake. The insulated siding. Ken likes that one. And then our fiberglass insulated entry doors. And we have some unique features on those as well. You know, what's been really, really popular lately is those venting side lights right behind you. I've showed those. You those before, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. That seamless screen once you open that up. I mean, you know, a lot of people from overseas says it reminds them of back home in Europe, too, like a European
Explain that
style.
A little bit. I love the security piece of that, but there's a lot
absolutely.
More benefit to it.
Yeah, so each of the slabs and the side lights are perimetered with LVL composite, which is twice the screw strength of wood, doesn't rot, doesn't warp. So it's always an easy close, but it's a strong close. And then that side light has three separate locking points. There's a deadbolt in the middle and then a hook at the top and bottom.
Very easy
to
operate.
Secure it in place. Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, like you're saying, once you move that handle, you won't even notice so much is moving in there.
So people could theoretically eliminate the screen door that everybody puts over their beautiful front door because you have an operable side light.
That's exactly what it's made for. I mean, the biggest pushback I get on storm doors lately is, you know, I'm buying a beautiful new door for my home. I don't want to cover it up.
Right.
And if you still want that ventilation, this is an easy way to seamlessly put that in because you can open each side light
safely
as if it's a window itself. And when it's shut, you could barely even notice.
Nobody wants that front door open when they're in another part of the house. By themselves, not
Correct.
Knowing who might come through.
And we're talking full-length side lights, people, not just the windows in it. The entire side light swings open, and it's a curbless screen behind it. So your door, if you have two side lights, your door quite literally looks like it's floating in the middle of that opening.
I love it.
When they're open.
Now, with all the different kinds of wood or doors that are made of different products, why fiberglass? Why you?
Yeah, so the reason for the fiberglass is just because, as you know, we like to make sure everything has the strongest warranty we can possibly put on it, right? Our vinyl windows, lifetime warranty. Our treated wood, you know, a lot of companies, when they're putting in windows, they don't have the treated wood on our wood windows. That's going to last the test of time. And the same thing with these fiberglass plates. We want something that will just look the same 30 years from now, and that's what this is made to do. It's warranted for life against cracking or warping or anything like that.
And no supply chain issues now?
Not as of now.
Knock on plastic, as you say that, right?
So I'm a customer. I call you out. You give me an estimate. Give us a time frame. How long are we looking at?
So on windows, what are you thinking, Pops?
6 to 8 weeks. 6 to 10 weeks.
Yeah, depending on the options you're picking, 6 to 10 weeks. You know, color variations. If it has to be tempered, would take toward the latter half of that bracket. But a white window, not tempered, we can get that very quickly. Same with doors. I'd probably put it in that same area, 5 to 8 weeks, something like that.
Okay.
The wood windows would be, what were you thinking, Mike?
Probably around 13 weeks right now.
Okay. Yep. 13 weeks to get installed.
People need to think about how long they've had those windows in their house right now that are in there, so they shouldn't be in a hurry
and
when they order windows.
Yeah, by the way, these doors, these windows, the vinyl or the wood, these are not your standard stock sizes. These are being custom made in your home. In order to extrude aluminum like that, carve out the wood, and make that custom to the size of your opening in 13 weeks, that is a feat. That is something to be rivaled with.
So they just don't mass produce a whole bunch of one size windows and then make them all fit into one hole.
Oh, yeah. Anybody can shrink the glass.
Right?
We're going to fill it with what, potentially is something that's comparable to what used to be there.
Actually, buyers need to be aware of that because that's one differentiator with a custom product like Window World's going to offer, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's what keeps us a step ahead of the rest.
You said shrink the glass. What does that mean?
Well, any of you guys ever get some of your windows replaced and the sales guy didn't really mention exactly. He didn't set the right expectation.
You had
expectation.
A picture window, now you got a portal.
Exactly. Yeah, then you're going to have just... I mean, you're going to be staring at vinyl or wood. I mean, you're not going to be staring at glass. So we like to go over the finer details on every single job and make sure we set the right expectation. And that being, there's different... ways that we can install it that would help make the glass look like what it is, or just fill the opening, you know, if you just want to do a replacement, like a simple pocket install, as you guys know that terminology. So we can go back and forth on that and figure out exactly what's right for you.
Haleem, one thing you always like to talk about when we do this is your installers. Tell people yes. about your installers and how important they are to you and to them.
So some of the installers I have, they've been with me for 15, 20 years now. Like Mike, for instance, he's been installing windows for 30 years. Wood windows and vinyl windows. Actually, mostly wood windows when he worked for me in the past.
We saw a frame that Ken put together out back, yeah. and he bragged about that like it was a piece of furniture for his new baby.
Ken has been installing for 30 years, wood windows and vinyl windows, and those guys are in-house installers, so we have some subcontractors, but those guys will be installing like all the wood windows for
and
us.
And I want to touch on that. First of all, those guys, Ken and Mike, they came up together. I mean, they taught each other how to install windows 30 years ago. This is true. Really a family atmosphere.
They went to school together, yeah.
Yeah. But also, you know, we try to, where we can, direct hire. If you know, obviously people who have been doing this for a long time, they've probably been in their 1099 groups for a while. So when he says we subcontract some installers, they're still exclusive with us. They're still showing up every day. We have
like
a tier
pay system.
Like a captive
trade in what we call a captive
trade. Yeah, it's exactly. this is the way that they've always done it, so we're going to adhere to the way that they do it. But we have a tiered pay system that glorifies cleanliness, a job well done, no complaints from the customer, technical things on the install, because we check up on these
guys. You're saying that too fast. I liked what you had to say, but I want customers to hear that you reward your installers, your employees, for what again?
Doing a good job. Cleanliness. No complaints from the customer. Technical portions on the install, using the right amount of foam. We have them use our material. You know, most companies out there, they're subcontracting, not the guys.
You'll swing by a big box store on the way to the job.
OSI caulk, that's a big issue.
Yeah, what are you going to do? You're going to buy something that's $6-$7, or are you going to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to buy $14 caulk tubes today. Like, you just don't if you're in that pay scale, and you get paid the same amount per window, that window's not going to be your problem 6 months from now. So what am I going to do? Am I going to buy the right material? Am I going to just really put an effort into this, or am I just going to do what I can to get it done? And that's what they do at a lot of companies when they're working that way.
Absolutely. I want to make sure our listeners know, if they hear our voice, then they can get a Window World window. That's fair to say, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, and if you want to get a Window World window, the first thing we want people to do is go to windowworlddetroit.com. And there are a lot of people out there that may live in Detroit. They may live in Bloomfield. They could live anywhere. And they might not be able to afford, or they think they can't afford windows. When we get back from break, you're going to tell them how they can afford a Window World window. Okay, Niles?
Absolutely.
All right. Stick around for more from the Inside Outside Guys. Today featuring our good friends at Window World, only on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to more Inside Outside Guys on WJR. Sponsored by Window World, Detroit's exterior remodeler. For a free estimate, visit windowworlddetroit.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
What a fantastic group. Very quick, extremely friendly. I absolutely love my new windows. I would refer these people to everyone I know. Thank you for doing such a beautiful job, Julie from Livonia.
And Chuck, that was only one of 20, one listener or one customer of over 21 million windows nationwide.
And the J.D. Power Award for making those people happy.
Yeah.
You know, we've put in more windows than any other company nationwide. And the thing about that is, with the warranty that we have, we would be out of business if we were fixing them all.
Right. Good point.
I mean, that's a big point.
When we talk about you on the radio, I love to tell people, look, if 2-year-old Johnny throws a ball through the window, you're going to come out and repair it for free.
Absolutely.
No cost whatsoever.
Could be a rock from a lawnmower, could be Johnny's baseball, could be anything. As long as you're not out there doing it on purpose every day. Which we would find out. So.
So let's tell people all the different ways that they can get a Window World window. So like I said earlier, make a phone call today. What happens from there, buddy?
Yeah, so you will talk to somebody in our scheduling department. They would just, you know, ask a little bit about what the project is that you're looking to get done. Are you looking for vinyl, wood? Are you looking for siding, doors, things like that? Just so we properly can prepare before we go out with the right samples or anything like that. We come out, we go over everything from A to Z when it comes to the actual products themselves, find out maybe what you're looking for, and then we price you right on the spot.
Talk about that pricing structure, because that's different from a lot of competitors in this industry as well.
Yeah, the way we price things out is like a build-your-own burger menu, right? So all the prices are printed right there on your quote. You can see exactly what these different decisions.
I can see them.
You can see them today if you want.
Yeah.
You can see exactly what goes into the project. You know, some people, they say, well, I don't know if I want this color or this color. I'll tell them, you know, hey, it's this much per board. Some people say, hey, I don't know if I should do grids or much. I tell them, hey, it's, you know, it's $58 a window for grids. And that's something that other companies won't even just rattle that off.
So you can do the front and grids, the back not grids. You can do the front and black, the back and white.
And, you know, and that part's up to you because you're the homeowner and you have to live with that home. I mean, I'll see it when I drive by occasionally, but every single day, I mean, that's your castle. And, you know, if you want grids in the back and the front, I just want to set that right expectation and let you know what it's going to cost.
But here's what I want homeowners to understand. When you come out and you suggest things, we really want them to listen to you because you guys do this every day. And I guarantee you three guys standing in front of us drive by houses on a regular basis and pick it apart when it comes to the windows.
Yeah. Something you can't unsee once you learn.
Right.
It. Yeah.
Right. Can't unsee. You guys also do 3D digital modeling for people that are going to buy siding products from you.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of my favorite things to do is go out and pitch a whole house of siding because it is fun to just take what was there and make it unrecognizable. I mean, my favorite call I ever got was a guy drove right by his house because he didn't realize it was his, and he called me right away just to say, hey, you know, Niall, I drove right by my house and I wasn't paying attention. That's how beautiful it looks now.
Wow. That is really cool. Financing options.
Yeah, so financing. Oh, of course. So, you know, obviously if anyone wanted to do cash, credit card, or check, we take half down, half when the job's complete, and we do not charge you any more to use credit card. We also take all major forms of credit card, or all major credit card brands. Financing, we can do 15 months, no interest, zero down. And what that is basically you don't pay anything. And then after the install, you start paying for 15 months, same as cash. See, most of these companies out here, they'll give you a no-interest financing price and then a cash price that's slightly lower. Well, that doesn't really make sense, right? If it costs more to finance, isn't that interest? It's just front-loaded. It's just hidden.
Fine. Sure.
It's just, you know, and then that's what they do. They're having you pay their bank for
it. It doesn't matter to you guys how they pay.
No. Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes it's better for people to get that 15 months because that's a revolving credit line.
Sure.
I had a woman this week. She's on round two, and she's using the same Window World card and getting 15 months no interest each time, right?
Gotcha. Different product.
Well, you know, some people do like the front of the house and then the back of the house, stuff like that. And then I think third step is going to be the door, and she's going to use that Window World card again. Another thing is Michigan Saves, which I know you guys are big fans of. I am too. It's basically Michigan Saves is a financing route that we take quite often for anyone that wants to go longer than 15 months no interest, because you can get anywhere from 6.5% to 9.5% interest, which is pretty great for a remodel for a construction loan. I mean, it's Michigan Saves is a Michigan nonprofit. They have 12 different credit unions that help to supply the funds, and they use state grants to subsidize those interest rates because the state wants you to go green. And so basically they're getting paid to lower those interest rates. I mean, what's mortgage prime right
take
now?
Take advantage of it.
7.5%, exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
no,
you can get as low as 6.5% on a long term. You can go anywhere from 12 to 180 months locked in at 6.5, 7, 7.5, whatever the whatever you qualify for percent. And that's you don't have to you don't have to lose that great interest rate you have on your mortgage right now by refinancing when you can find a loan like this at the same rates, comparable rates as what today what your remodeling rate would be right now or what your refinance rate would be right now.
Ken and I talk about upfront money, and you mentioned half down. There's a reason. This is a custom product. So when you take the order, you're going to start having those windows built just for that house, that owner, correct?
Absolutely.
So it makes sense. I mean, it's not like you can turn around and sell those windows to somebody else if the owner calls you up and says, oh, by the way, we're not going to do it now.
No, yes. And then that's a very good point to touch on. Yeah, yeah. That's exactly why we take the half-down deposit. And most window companies
most,
do.
And most people understand that because if they cancel, that window's not going to be used for anything. Everyone, thank you so much.
Yeah,
we had a great time today. Anyone out there listening, the phone number is 800-550-4189. The website is windowworlddetroit.com. Come check out their showroom at 2873 Hagerty Road in Commerce Township, open Monday through Saturday. Again, thank you so much. We greatly appreciate all the education you gave to our listeners and us today so much.
We appreciate you guys.
Thank you. That's a wrap. You've been listening to the Inside Outside Guys today, sponsored by Window World.